Up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday. It is Monday, March 11th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. I suppose I have a guest. He says he's on his way. Poet, social commentator, I wouldn't say street philosopher, Keanu Strawn. She's supposed to be coming to the studio today so we can interrogate what it is to be a social analyst and do commentary. But until you reach, I have Erin Green with me. Thank God she stayed back. And I want, because she does political and social commentary as an advocate, and I want to know how important is that in today's Bahamas? Do we have enough commentary going on in the Bahamas? Let me give a case in point. We have had several chairmen of BPL, seven chairmen of NIB, right? Who have been crying that we need funds immediately. That I remember from as early as, let's see if I can remember his name, Sheehan Gibson, saying that NIB is about to crash. That was about 20-odd years ago. It didn't crash, but 20-odd years ago, they've been crying wolf about such. Have they, those former chairmen of NIB, been invited any place in any forum to explain to the Bahamian public as statesmen, not as politicals, not as political actors, but to have a conversation about what is actually happening? You know, pros and cons, people of different political divide, explaining what is the way forward. I know once upon a time, Yubi, and forgive me for you saying that once upon a time, because I'm sure that the University of Bahamas still does it. They had forums where, and I guess, what do they call the thing they're doing now, where they...
Masterclass series,
where they take different aspect of Bahamian culture, Bahamian society, and dissect it to do an analysis of what is happening, to go with the best practices to move forward, to critique it. And this is my question to you. Is there space for those who critique the government? Because you get hit hard all the time. Every time you critique the government, you get phone calls. We get phone calls. We get strong conversations that you're critiquing the government again, right? Is there space for social commentators to critique the government, to critique society, to critique the church? Can we critique the church without critiquing God?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Because church is spelled C-H-U-R-C-H and God is spelled G-O-D. They are not the same thing.
But if you critique the church and the church represents God, that's God's temple.
What if the church is representing God poorly? Surely we have space to critique the church. We have space to critique any and every entity in this country. We even have space to critique people, but when we critique people, we don't critique people in the same way we critique entities, right?
So, and as we wait on my guest to come in, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Another question, when you made the point that are former appointees, heads of agencies, ministries, and entities, are they being invited to or making space available to engage the public, right, with their institutional knowledge about social issues that arise from the management or mismanagement of state entities? There should be, but the question arises, are those individuals restricted contractually from engaging in that type of discourse, right? Not to say that they sign an NDA or a non-disclosure agreement, but do the rules of governance prevent them from sharing some information? Like, cabinet ministers are protected in some way, right?
But they ain't cabinet ministers anymore. What about those persons who are no longer cabinet ministers but served in the cabinet? Like a person like a... the former prime ministers. We have three former, one still in politics, so you might don't count. We have two former prime ministers who are private citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't the public be demanding of them commentary on what should be happening in the Bahamas?
We should be demanding of them. I think that the existing political culture does not tolerate that. Right? So when a former politician or a PM attempts to engage in public discourse about some of or a particular experience they had in governance, the political culture or the political voice disrupts that by saying, this is only a roundaway attempt of getting back into politics, right? Or this individual is simply attempting to destabilize a party it can no longer wield power in. When we allow the political narrative or the political culture to take claim of all the public spaces in that way, that becomes a problem. In fact, one thing you could ask Mrs. Lila Green, I tell her all the time, you have to find a way to document your institutional knowledge and experience in governance for the sake of the public service, right? For the sake of the public service. And so, in fact, the public service should have an entity that can capture the institutional knowledge and lived experience of former senior administrators and executives for the sake of shoring up and strengthening the public service. And then for the purpose of building greater public awareness and literacy on these issues in governance. Because the citizen needs to be better informed to have a more effective voice in the process of governance. And that's what social commentators attempt to do, right? Social commentators, or I say what they should attempt to do,
mm-hmm.
what they should be doing, is creating an environment to build up the citizen, right? You create discourse, you inform citizens, you give them context, and you provide a space for discourse and social commentary, right? That's what social commentators should be doing.
The one who died recently, who did the plays, James Catlin.
Yeah.
Right? Has a number of what I call political poems,
mm-hmm.
where they talk about the Bahamas of yesteryears and what was happening. Are Bahamian poets doing that? Doing their critique, their analysis on what's happening in the Bahamas? Are our musicians writing stories about what is happening in the Bahamas? I know the roads them dig up is a social commentary. I mean,
KB, a lot of KB's later work is all social commentary, right? And that's what it is. It is social commentary, and it's for that purpose. But I tell you what, I haven't heard a song, I think, as impactful as the song ACR. So leading up to the last election, I found a song by a Bahamian called ACR. And ACR means Annual Confidential Report, which is what civil servants undertake, right? A report is produced every year on the performance of said civil servants. This is one of the most powerful songs I've heard outside of KB's catalog of social commentary, right? But I think it is missing. I don't think that we don't have any poets. I don't think, right? We have poets that are writing. We have poets that care about national issues. I don't know if we have poets, though, that are making social commentary in the way that a Pat Ramming would have used poetry to make social commentary. And I don't know if we have any young musicians who are making music in the way that KB would make music as social commentary. However, that song, The Flickin' Road, by Johnny Cake and Shine, 242, that was social commentary on the lockdown, right? And it was one of the most accurate representations of Bahamian sentiment. Because when Minas lift that lockdown, when people touched, everybody touched the road for the first time, right? That was an important moment. We have Solo Made. Solo Made, in a different way, makes social commentary by using popular songs in the wider global arena to rewrite the words to make a song focused on Bahamian social critique, right?
And I hear you. And my guest is finally here. Keanu Strawn is here. And I know you haven't met him yet. I want to introduce him formally to you because of what you do and your social commentary, because Keanu Strawn is exactly what you're saying that we need. Mm-hmm. When I said, do we have any poets that who does this? And I know him as doing that. And I know I have to fast forward the show now because he just arrived and it's a little late. But I want you to hear his work. So quickly, introduce yourself. Choose any poem you want, so I can have Aaron listen to that, so we can understand what we're doing.
All right. Good morning, Bahamas. My name once again is Keanu Strawn. You can call me Ano, or I go by the name at least Ano online, and I'm Broken Silence. But you could call me Ano, and I'm all right. I guess I'll start it off with a little piece I wrote called. It's called, actually, My Love Letter to the Bahamas. I'll try not to be as controversial, but here we go. Consider this a love letter. Bahamas, do we really want better? Is it just talk? Scared to walk the walk? Because when it comes to the action, your passion lacking. Sitting back laughing, cracking jokes. Meanwhile, your country is about to croak. The lawmakers provoke. You say you want that smoke, but when you take that toke, you start to choke. Now your rights revoked. Hopeless is your hope. Democracy is a hoax. But we some passive folks. Revolute? No. A coup? No. Overthrew? No. So what we do? Get juice, raw and brew it. Without no lure. They don't even take us out for food. And they don't care if we ain't in the mood. This ain't cool. Still playing the fool and abide by the rules and comply with regulations, subjugating our nation. The same rules they breaking. Opportunity is vacant. It's hard to make it. We're growing impatient. This I vow. I can't wait for tomorrow. I need it now. I wish lightning strike them down. But tell me when you're ready to ride in this cowboy town. Real wide.
What do you think about that, Aaron?
What do you mean, what I think about that?
His style of poetry. His style of commentary about the Bahamas.
Okay, so first thought I had is this. For people who heard your earlier reference to a Pat Ramming, right? And heard Keanu?
Yeah.
Keanu's poem just now, they say, that ain't like Pat Ramming's poetry. Mm-hmm. But Keanu's poetry is germane to today. That's the language.
He's a street poet.
That's right. The language that young people speak. That's the language that, I'm 47, plenty of my peers, that's the language that they speak, right? And so we could compare him to a Pat Ramming, because his style is not just relevant to the time, his style is of the time.
Aaron, Keanu is what I call a prolific poet.
Mm-hmm.
He writes like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 poems per day. Whatever is happening now,
mm-hmm.
he will write about, right? What is trending now that you wrote something recently that we would like to hear?
Well, you know, in light of all what's going on in the country with the crime or whatever, and the whole gang situation.
Yeah, I need to speak right into the mic.
Yeah. All right. Well, in light of what's going on in the country right now with this whole crime situation and the gang situation or whatever, I made one in reference to the gangsters of the Bahamas, you know, because I felt as if, well, it's something I really need to touch on because it's really prevalent, as in the destruction of our youth in the country. So it was something I had to lend my voice to. So I guess that's one, as far as recent is concerned, and that's one that I really wanted to actually, you know.
Go ahead.
All right. This one for the BAME and gangsters. Hold on, I could say the N-word on air.
For academic or right. cultural purposes.
Go ahead.
All right. This one for the BAME and gangsters. The rough niggas, the thugs, killers, the drugs, dealers, the ones who ride and quit the slide on a op, and homicide, another dead body drop, or the ones inside behind the gate, locked. Even though you imprison the gangster living, don't stop. Putting hit on people like you just made a bop. With that heavy metal they violate, they get rocked. I can't be fake, so I can't relate, but I can relate, but I can't relate. I know what it is to hate, to the point where you break, but I don't know what it takes for me to kill out my race. But make no mistake, there is a place for the brave and bolder. Every nation needs soldiers, but the lies they soldier, corrupt and evil. A soldier's job is to protect his people from any people who might want to do harm. And that's the perfect reason to pick up arms and drop bombs. Your country you defend against threats without and the ones within. How can we win? It's really sad when our allies killing their comrades, say they being bad, making us their victim, puppets used by this demonic system. Stringing your mind to inflict genocide, leaving them holy divine because you want demon time. So in blood you swear, but get one thing clear, whether far or near, demons don't play fair. They don't really care, to them you only a shell. They spiritual, not physical, they don't go in no cell. They only use your flesh to kill, steal, and destroy, then when you get catch, throw you away like toys. They use your vessel as a decoy to suck you dry and leave you to die. But who am I to cry seeing bros switch sides? As the casket drop, another gangster rise. Real wide.
Real vibe. Why do you end your poems with real vibe?
Because it's behemoth. I want to, it's like putting a staple on it to say, well, this is coming from a behemoth. Don't get it misconstrued. I mean, you know, you could tell by the dialect or whatever, but that's like something that is common in our behemoth dialect to say, well, that's a, like when we talk, we use like, look, real wide to say, well, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. So it's like, it's just a little play on words to say, well, to capture that Bahamian essence to what he's saying, that it's coming from an authentic Bahamian.
Mm-hmm. You wrote a poem recently on immigration. I'm not sure you have that available.
Immigration? Oh. That was a long time.
Long time. So you don't bring that in, mm-hmm. right? You haven't reached a point where you have published your work, but you are performing no. your work.
Mm-hmm.
You basically, social media is your
platform.
Platform.
Right, exactly.
Why did you choose social media? Who is following you? What is the general commentary happening when you put your work out?
Actually, the reason why I chose social media is basically because I do songs also. But the whole running around with doing songs is you got to go to the studio, pay for the studio time. The engineer works on your song. Ain't no guarantee how long it's going to take for the engineer to work on your song. And then you got to wait to get your song back. Then you got to make sure it sound right. And then you got to put it out. Then you got to presented a certain way, and I was like, that's too much time wasting, that's too much work.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so basically, it was the thought process was basically, I have to have more control over this. I can't leave this in the control of somebody else because when I'm ready to say something, I can't have somebody stifling me because they're taking so long to finish the song. Mm-hmm. So, I just took it to social media to say, well, all right, you have a phone, use your phone, just record yourself doing it and just put it out wherever the chips fall, they fall. And response-wise, I would honestly say, ever since I started to do this, which was like over a decade ago, this is the first time I actually began to get actual positive feedback in such a way that it's like becoming known, right? Like I would be out in society or whatever, and people would actually recognize me now. So it's like, I don't know, even in the dark, they would recognize me. So this is the first time this has ever been on this level for me.
Keanu, mm-hmm. me and Miss Nuri was rowing earlier in my show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start off the morning right.
Right.
About this young woman named Nilla Willa.
Right.
Who I won't call Vanilla Wafer.
Right, right.
I
right,
like
right,
vanilla
right,
wafers.
Right.
And she looked just, she creamy less like a vanilla wafer.
Right.
Color skin. She, that must be why she called it. See, you come to the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
and like you say, Cecil telling me she came to the Bahamas and absorb the Bahamas, turn it into a song, and then tell us she can't own the song. We right. can't own the song, right? So I said, well, I can call a vanilla wafer then.
Right.
You can get some from the Bahamas. But here's the point.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Newey, we need an open voice challenge right now. We need to throw an open voice challenge right now. Are you prepared to partner with various Bahamian artists to provide a musical backdrop to your poems, to turn them into music with them, right? To work with them, to fit it into a particular Bahamian genre or style, right? Because in that conversation about the Just Vibe challenge and open verse challenge, there was a lot of talk about supporting Bahamians and when are we willing to support Bahamians only when there's an international eye on us.
Right.
But this is an awesome opportunity for an open verse challenge. Mm-hmm. And I call in on Shine242 and Johnny K because they spearheading, and Bloody, who could remix anybody's song and make it sound like an original, and Solo Made, and even Shadfer and Vividly Val, and Crazy Ringo and Sailor Mooney, right? Because that's blues, that's dance, P. Dillon, that's house.
Right.
We got Rake and Scrape. We get Stalid and Avi on board with some Nagua rake and some dirty rake and scrape.
Right,
then we
get
an ancient man with some saw in the bush rake and scrape.
Have you heard the controversy with Nila Ali?
Nila.
Actually, Nila All In.
All In.
It's basically Nila, but it's Nila spelled backwards. The second one spelled backwards.
Me? I didn't know.
I didn't know.
I took the time to actually study her name.
Did you write anything about it? Because it happened yesterday.
Right, it happened yesterday. I put something out about it, but it was more so in reference to the whole controversy.
About it, right?
Do you have anything there right now that you can read?
If I could remember it, it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Always, basically. I was like, well, we know the game and how she play it. It's what she said and how she said, right? Oh, I got it.
But listen, that right there, that right there, it's what she said and it's how she said it, right?
Right.
That was it right there. Yep, we go to the phone line.
We have a phone line. We have a caller now who wants to engage you. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good day. Yuri and Aaron and your guest. With the poem about the gangsters, right?
Yes, sir.
The song you got playing in the background is called, it's by Red Dragon, called Never Give Up.
Okay.
If you all would play that, or play the other song called Cool Your Temper by Capleton. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the message to the youth, them to take it easy. Okay?
I appreciate that.
Right.
What Keanu? Keanu Strong is who I'm talking to, who's a street poet, social commentator, who talks about what is trending inside the Bahamas.
Right.
What else do you have there?
I have one about, I know this one could touch a few nerves, but I have one about bad parents. And there's one there and there to my heart also. So, it's like, how I come up with these is basically I pay attention and I study the necessity of what's causing so much problems in our country. You know what I mean? And you know, you have a lot of people who said, well, you know, it starts in the home. It starts with the parents and all this type of stuff. I have my little opinions about that also. But I just felt like it's something that needed to be said also in terms of, man, if we don't pay attention to how we're raising our children, we won't ever come out of this, I guess, vicious cycle of just repeating the same...
Of abuse, structural abuse,
Over and over again. So it starts, I guess, in the house for real. It's more than that, but we know the upbringing plays a very important role in how the children are in society when they become adults. All right. So, if I can remember. There we go. It's one for these bad parents. And who the cap fit, let them wear it. Whether you married or you single and with bad company, you like to mingle. I mean, the fathers and mothers too. How you could hate what came out of you? What kind of sick you going through to do what you do to destroy the youth, the mental, emotional, physical abuse, and all the drama and the trauma you induce? Are you to start the truth and tell them lies? Like it make you smile to see them cry. Out of spite for your ex, you became vile, and your coward self take it out on the child because you in denial and intentionally ignorant. Your ex is guilty, but the child is innocent. If not the parents, who can they trust? If we dishonor them, how they gonna honor us? We like to use the Bible in that honor quote, but it also said for us not to provoke. We supposed to be the ones to give hope and guide them right, like the light of Christ. But instead we fight and lead them to danger. We still shine, but like fallen angels. Treat them like strangers and broken homes, going out for sex and leave them home alone for them to raise theyself, and that's on the regular. Or who babysitting? Potential predators? We should be ashamed for how we raise the little ones who bear our name. It's only us to blame for the boys and the girls, for how we swallow them up and spit them out to the world. I say this in sorrow. Some of these parents' hearts hollow. The example they set, the children follow. Because the kids today are the parents of tomorrow. Real vibe.
Real vibe.
You know what I like about that? You didn't blame a mothers or fathers, right? Like you didn't, the part that you talked about, you spite your ex,
right?
And that damages the child. It could be the mother or the father,
right?
Right? That the idea that parents put their personal comfort over the integral needs of their children, which is a healthy environment for early stage development.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Right.
A thing for me, right? When I have an opportunity to read speeches or hear presentations from regional leaders. They have references to local poets, writers, right? Songwriters, singers, and they incorporate elements of what arises in the public consciousness through arts and culture.
Right.
In their speeches, in their presentations to the public. And perhaps our politicians don't say much because they don't have much to reference, or they don't seek out the work of the social and public commentators to build their public discourse, to build their public, their thought for public consumption. At independence, what did the Prime Minister quote? Elkin 360.
Yes.
And that's not to diss Elkin 360. There is obviously a place for Elkin 360 because the Bahamian people say that's our guy. That's our song. That's the one we pick. But the question is, would we have more enriching, meaningful public discourse from our leaders if they actually connected to what's going on in the public domain?
Let me ask you this before Keanu do another poem. Is there space for Keanu Strawn? Just recently, we saw a number of politicians heralding the show, the John Canoe show, and there's another show that's happening at Atlanta someplace, right? But a person like Keanu Strawn, who's a street poet, who needs a place to share his commentary. Can a place be constructed for likes like him?
But listen, what prevents Keanu Strawn and other similar poets from being on the same bill with that show?
Right.
Why aren't these guys opening shows like this, right? See, because we, in this process of producing tourism, we want to create the sanitized space for tourists to come in and imagine whatever they want to imagine. But tourists know that crime happens everywhere. Tourists know that there's social unrest everywhere. I think tourists would feel more comfortable if they realize that they're in a country filled with people who can grapple with and reconcile with these social conditions, who are acutely aware of them and conscious about how they impact the wider society, including the spaces the tourists are going to be in. I would feel more confident in a country built, right, as a crime-ridden country, taking part in local cultural activities, because you realize that the people are alive, they are aware, they are, I would say, you know, in contact with, they know what's going on, and thus society becomes safer when problems are visible and more people are aware of them.
Go ahead, Kian. What else do you have for us?
I have... Aaron said a lot just now. I have one in reference to...
But also, Keanu, don't feel... I mean, I know we want to hear your poem, your work, but also engage in the commentary, too. That's, I mean, that's, this is a part of it.
Right.
Because what's happening here is that your poems is, are inspiring my public commentary.
Right, right, right. Just to chime in on what you said just now in reference to, you know, being a part of these shows, I wholeheartedly agree, you know. Like, it doesn't have to be a separation. It doesn't have to be where people like me go here or go there. Now, the venue, I guess, would mean something, because if they, you know, into the booger booger ray ray thing, someone like me wouldn't really fit in. But you have like shows with what people could put on where it's like it's all inclusive. You know what I mean? To say, mm-hmm. man, it's different variety is coming from the same place. And so all us fit in different categories. But just, to, you know, just to say, well, I think we need to do more shows like that for real. Especially to say, well, people like me, basically against the grain. We doing this by ourselves in terms mm-hmm. of, you know, trying to get what we have going on to be noticed or whatever. So it would be nice to be able to be a part of shows like that or, you know, things going on like mm-hmm. that. So
right. And there has to be a defined space carved out.
Mm-hmm.
And there have to be people committed to protecting that space.
Right.
Right. Because the truth and honesty...
Mm-hmm.
is viewed as a barrier or an obstacle,
mm-hmm.
and the truth teller is viewed as an enemy,
right?
By some elements of society, right?
Right.
But society as a whole has to acknowledge the importance of the street poet, the social right. commentator,
right?
And create and protect a space for them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. This one, Neam. Oh man, I know I probably can get some flack for this. This one, Neam, fake Christians of the Bahamas. Don't shoot the messenger, but, you know, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody to listen. Everyone who subscribes to this religion. I shouldn't judge for the life you are living, but the one thing I can't stand, a fake Christian, like the Christ and Christian missing fraud. You ain't scared for how you playing with God, because what you do ain't what you say. Whether by this Catholic or 7 day, by your work, you can get your pay. I can't wait to see y'all on Judgment Day. Looking in God's face like, Lord, it's Susu. Then he say, depart from me. I never knew you. Like fly, shoo you. All in well. Think you get into heaven, but you could burn in hell. Is that smoke I smell? Coming from the Bahamas. Going to church, but you break the commandments. Fate with no works. Dead from the start. But you know how they go. God know my heart. Yeah, it flipping dark. Lukewarm and idle. Ignorant. Don't even read your Bible. Powerless. Just wasting time. Loon stumbling blocks. The blind leading the blind. You's a strange kind. When you get put to the test, you always fail because you live for the flesh. You weak for sex. Your backbone like jelly. You eat anything because you love your belly. A church where they don't backbite? Rarely. The way they gossip, it's really scary. Verily, I say, woe to those who play. You might fool mine, but with God, won't get away. Repent today, hypocritical rabble. You remind me of your daddy, the devil. Real right.
Real vibe. Remember that poem I read by Ona Bailey?
Mm-hmm.
Focus on discrimination
mm-hmm.
in right early around majority ruled time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Social commentary. Extremely important. In right. the same way that he acknowledges, and I love that, right, about the street poet, because the work that you do can be very uncomfortable for some
exactly.
people. Right? And so I love that you acknowledge that, and it's like a trigger warning.
Right.
And you say to people, look here, prepare yourself, because
right.
I can say something that may get at your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not to say hurt your feelings, but it can make you feel away.
Right.
And you need to be prepared for that.
Right.
That's wonderful, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I enjoy that, actually. I think the Bahamas is a Christian nation. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people tend to challenge that.
Right.
But I even believe that Christianity should be challenged. And even when Christianity is challenged, it, in its true form, it'll show that that it's the better mm-hmm. one of all. But
right,
we have a caller
right.
now who wants to engage with their Keanu.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. Mr. Neary?
Your guest is on point.
Mm.
I love his. I mean, we need to get him in public.
Right.
Cause there to be a workshop or whatever for parents.
Right.
Invite him. Let all be present. Preachers, ministers, parents, the public. And listen to his content.
Right.
He is
right,
making
right.
some sense. I'm enjoying him. He is, I mean... simply the best.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. I'm listening. See, I'm a former teacher.
Oh, okay.
So I know about these things.
Right, right, right. Thank you so
you
much.
You are to be commended.
Thank you.
You're making sense, and you're still able, you simplified it that we can all understand.
Right.
Thanks,
thank you. I'll continue to listen.
Appreciate you. And the days are old, especially during my stepfather reign when he was younger in school, when he finished school at 12, 13. Mm-hmm. They just do recitation. Mm-hmm. Poetry and verse was a part of their living.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they do recitation in schools now.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter's asking me, why do we need literature? Why does she have to take it? It's not an elective to give it up. Mm-hmm. And I said, you need to know literature to be able to appreciate words, to cite things.
Well, all kinds of reasoning, right? To develop empathy. But tell your daughter, the problem isn't literature itself. The problem is the books that they are reading, she's not connecting with, right? Mm-hmm. And so what you do, you let her know is that, look, for the purpose of school, these are the books you need to read. But when you read the books you love, you enjoy it, right?
Right.
And so just imagine that in another place and time, you could be doing your book reviews and your readings with books you actually enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Good. Give me another one there.
All right. I don't know how much time we have left. But
you read until I say stop.
Right. Okay. This one named CYZ.
Okay, so my friends, the lead. What's the lead say? Choose you, cousin.
Right.
He took that phrase.
Right.
And he reworked it. Choose you, cousin.
I'm assuming that you didn't explain what it means in Titan.
No.
Okay, so you, cousin. Let's go.
Right.
All choose
right.
you, cousin is a poem.
This one was basically in light of all the negative press we was getting about our country a few weeks ago over there. You know what I mean? The saving man, all the controversy with the tribal advisory lists and all those type of things or whatever. So just to see how we was being drugged in the media and stuff like that, I really didn't
dried.
Like it. Right, dry.
No, pun intended.
Right.
Negative social.
So yeah, okay, that's what I did. To anyone who want Bahamas, CYC, talking mess about the Bahamas, CYC.
Choose your cousin.
Spreading your propaganda, CYC. All the lies and the slander, CYC. To your blogs and your viewers, CYC. Your media and your news, CYC. Instead of when they want us lose, CYC. When our love they refuse, CYC. Playing us for the fool, CYC. Treating us like stool, CYC. It made me want to get the tool, CYC, because this ain't cool, CYC. To whom it may concern, CYC. How you view us in the world, CYC. Using negative words, CYC. On our boys and girls, CYC. Our soul you crave, CYC. Want to make us your slave, CYC. You say you want us to behave, CYC. Or an economic grave, CYC. I wonder if this by design. Because foreign acting like we invented crime. And I don't like this one bit. So CYC, you hypocrites. Real white.
There's a movement afoot. Aaron, where Bahamians come together at times when they believe that the Bahamas has been insulted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That they say they need to defend our nationhood, defend our name.
See, I know you think I can say when they go low, you go high. But what I can say is when they go low, you go witty. When they go low, you go witty, you go to your mother's wit, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so let's make a distinction between the feeling and then...
Right.
The term we use exactly. when we get the feeling.
Exactly.
Right? So we can make that distinction.
Right.
I can appreciate that Bahamians are so frustrated with life, right? Like many of us are in various forms of crises.
Right.
Financial, like familial and personal financial crisis. Familial and personal psychological and like emotional crisis. Dysfunctional family structures. Right? Poor academic achievement, which leads to a psychological crisis because you don't know what you could do with your life.
Great.
Bahamians are facing all levels of personal and collective crises.
Right.
But in the public domain, nobody ever uses the word crises. In
exactly.
fact, we refuse to allow people to use the word crises to describe what they're going through, because if they use the word crises, then that means that we now have to step in and help.
And respond.
Right.
Because a crisis requires people from external support, right?
Right.
We don't want to do that.
So let me start with that. Forgive me, Aaron. Right. So there's not a housing crisis. There is not an economic crisis. There's not a moral crisis, because if there was, there'd need to be a response.
Exactly.
Right.
Right? And so because we refuse to acknowledge, create a space where people could say, I am in crises and get the support that they need, as opposed to having their value as a member of society diminished, right?
Hmm.
Then people wouldn't be so frustrated that they would use that term,
right?
Right? So like I say, for academic purposes,
mm-hmm.
if we intend on exploring things at a critical level,
mm-hmm.
and so that we use a term that I think we shouldn't be using,
right?
We must acknowledge that when people are using that, they are at extreme mm-hmm. point of crisis.
Exactly.
See, if you, say you work in the tourism industry,
mm.
and you've experienced a downturn, a real downturn in tourism, then anything that could potentially be bad press for the country is a real problem for you, because your livelihood and your children's future depends on that tourism.
Mm-hmm.
I won't even interject for a history vibe, mm-hmm. right? You remember Nelly Day?
Yes.
You know that's where it's the creation of this movement, this term altogether, when she said the Bahamas...
That was the first time the army was launched to use their own terms, right? Like the violent language.
It's a thing now.
Mm-hmm. Listen, that we can mobilize to defend our country or individuals who have been slighted unjustly,
mm-hmm.
have been wronged on the international or the local stage by foreigners, mm-hmm. that we would mobilize is a good thing. How we mobilize is an indicator that we are in crises.
I never looked at it that way. Strong, you can even comment on this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to break shortly.
Mm-hmm.
It's always against foreigners. I never noticed, didn't realize until you said it just now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because we perceive as an act of patriotism, we're defending the country against outside forces that would seek to destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
That we would mobilize is great. That there is not enough critical thought put into that mobilization.
Mm-hmm.
is problematic and an indicator that we're in crisis.
Real talk.
So we have to take a short break now. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green is with me. We have poet, social commentator, street poet, Keanu Strawn, who's with us. He's sharing some of his work. He's a phenomenon on social media. Has a huge following where he's talk about trending topics, what's happening in the Bahamas, and he does poetic social commentary. We'll be right back with more of his work.
Just show me Bala Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, we have Keanu Strawn, who is a street poet, a social commentator
mm-hmm.
who is based on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Recently, we are redeveloping the 66 Step, mm-hmm. the Queen's Staircase. And I'm being back and forth asking you, what is the master plan? It can't just be to renovate it, right? What are we going to use that space for?
Tourists.
Right? Can't be just a tourist. It's our space. It's my space. I should be involved in that space, in the maintaining the use of that space.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe there is space for a Keanu Strawn at the 66th step, the Queen's staircase, that he could perform and do what he does?
Not just that, this boy is an improv poet. He's makeup poems on the spot. That is the perfect place for him. But you know where else will be a perfect place for him too, Mr. Nuri? When they create this creative arts and performance and creative arts school, there needs to be a space there, not just for all types of poetry, but there needs to be an improvisation space,
right,
where musicians and writers and poets and lyricists and rappers could all have an opportunity to collaborate with each other. Have to be at the Performing Arts Center.
Strong, you as a poet, what do you want? When I say you want, what can our government, what can society, what can civil society can help you with this poetry thing?
Just basically create a balance. What I mean by that, I'm not trying to take away from the things that they are used to or the things that they like or whatever. I know some things I say can be a bit, like we discussed earlier, it can hit the heart, it can be a bit touchy or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a time and a place for it regardless. You know what I mean? Everything ain't necessarily just, for lack of a better term, freak yourself out all the time.
Like, everything isn't just loose as a goose.
Right. You know what I mean? So sometimes you got to take life just a little bit more serious, especially when we dealing with a situation where our crime is getting out of control or a lot of social turmoil or whatever the case may be. So it's a time and a place for people like us. So what I basically would want is just give us a listening ear also. You know what I mean? Don't rule us out. Don't just put us over there and say, well, that for them and those or whatever. You know what I mean? Because we can be versatile also. You know what I mean? We say heavy stuff because heavy stuff needs to be said. You know what I mean? So it's a time and a place for it. But at the same time, we could give you lighthearted stuff to make you laugh, make you feel a little good, give you some lovey-dovey or whatever. We could do all that, man. So just give us a listening ear also. That's all.
Would you like to be published?
Yeah, definitely. That's a goal of mine, actually.
Okay. How many poems you have so far?
A lot. Way more than that.
More than 100 poems now. So you have a book.
I really don't know the number.
You have a book.
I could write books.
But right now, where can I find your work?
Well, basically, I just online.
What's your YouTube channel and Facebook page?
I don't have
a YouTube before the end of March.
Right. Okay. On Facebook as Keanu Strawn, K-E-A-N-O, Strawn. That's my first and last name. But the main place for me right now is TikTok. So my TikTok is Ano, just A-N-O, or Broken Silence, B-R-O-K-E-N-P-S-Y-L-E-N-S. But mainly Ano. You will find me on TikTok as Ano, A-N-O. So that's the main spot right there, actually.
Okay. And do you get a lot of interaction?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. More than I've ever gotten since the day I began writing.
Okay. And what payments are saying?
They basically, you know, they complimenting my talent. They complimenting the fact that it's powerful. They complimenting the fact that this is purposeful. That right there is like the biggest compliment to me right there, because I spend a lot of time struggling trying to find out what my purpose is. Right. So it's amazing to see people confirm it for you rather than you thinking, you know?
Right. And so for a lot of people, you look at them and say, they ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing is they're doing their part.
Right.
They recognize the value of the street poet.
Exactly.
In society. Say, I may not be it. Mm-hmm. My boy may not be it, but I see what you're doing, and I understand that the role that you are playing in this society.
Exactly.
Let's do this last poem there, Keanu. Mm-hmm.
This one on a more lighthearted note. This one about parking dogs. One of my biggest pet peeves in the world.
The Royal Rhodesian parking?
Yes. Okay, here we go. Oh my God. Nassau got too much that bought gig dog. Everywhere I walk, everywhere I go, it's like another one born and another one grow, and they biggity, because I could be. Minding my business, they like to frig with me. Every time I pass their yard, they make me fidgety, because I don't know if they go bark or they go let me be. Sending me crazy. They bark at the old man and the old lady. They bark at the school child down to the baby. They bark at the moon. They bark at the star. I mean, I even see these dogs running in, barking off the car. Pot cake near, pot cake far. Pocket by the church, pocket by the bar. Pot cake up, pot cake down. Pot cake trying to take over the town. Some pot cake black, some pot cake brown. Some pot cake skinny, some pot cake round. Some pot cake titty fall straight to the ground. Some pot cake smile, some pot cake frown. Pot cake doing loon damage. Pot cake throw over your garbage. Pot cake, you too bad. Watch where you step, cause pot cake doodle in your yard. Pot cake just ain't ruling. It's like the pot cake needs schooling. I say the pot cake chilling and cruising. Next thing you know, pot cake juicing. Pot cake all up in the guts, but nah, the pot cake gets stuck. The pot cake luck buck. The pot cake don't give a...
Okay.
A moment to the garbage truck. They could bite up the garbage truck if they could. I don't like how you're dissing my sweet Royal Bahamian Rhodesian.
It's so annoying.
I've been Ghanaian Radio AM. Go ahead, Aaron.
Keanu, you know what's annoying?
Mm-hmm.
Street commentators and public critics.
Right.
But we need it.
Right.
Society needs it. In the Bahamas will be a better place if we acknowledge the role of street commentators and public critics, even when in public they talk into you straight to your face.
Right.
Yes. I enjoyed you, Keanu Strong.
Thank you so much.
I enjoyed you tremendously. We need more social commentators, need more poets. Mm-hmm. Again, this has been Guardian Radio with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green was with me. We had poet, social commentator, Keanu Strong, who's here. Find him on TikTok, find him on Facebook.
I need a poem about the people them who is running all the red light.
Real dark.
real vibe. Have a wonderful day.